Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Time to hear from the people, and man, the phone lines are packed. 410-583-1057 is how you get in, and let's go right out now and start with Larry. Larry, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey there.
How you doing? So I have a question, not really a question. So did any of y'all ever notice whenever the Ravens play, you know, the best of the best as far as quarterbacks, it seems like the offensive coordinator always want to get into a duel with the quarterback, knowing that's really not the strength of the Ravens. You know, we like a run-first football team. You know, it seemed like whenever we play the upper echelon quarterback, you know, that's what it seems to me. And it's been a trend for the last few years now. When we play Mahomes, when we play Allen, you know, all them type of guys.
Appreciate the call. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers yesterday was upper echelon quarterback.
I don't even think that really happened yesterday. Like, if we want to go to the AFC Championship, you know, with the Chiefs, but Henry had 25 carries.
They ran him 11 times in the first half. He had 34 yards.
It was his biggest.
Their first down rushing EPA in the first half was minus 0.10. Like, Watt was all over it. The Steelers were all over it. They weren't going to let him take it away early. Lamar's legs were better, but it's still not really Lamar. And they dared him to win downfield.
But they stuck with the run.
Yeah, he had 25
being down.
And they
touchdowns.
Stuck with the run. Yeah, even when they were down.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
He was a plow horse.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He didn't win. He wasn't a difference maker.
No.
And they weren't going to let him really be a difference maker.
I think the caller was saying that, Lamar, it was just drop back. No. Like, that wasn't the case.
No. And look, if Mitchell, we haven't mentioned this yet. If Mitchell doesn't get hurt, they might win the game.
If Mitchell doesn't get hurt, he scores on that run. He slowed down now.
Yeah, I thought no way was he getting caught there. Like, I'm like, no way is he getting caught there.
You saw the hitch. Now, Harp said he's day-to-day. He said they got good news on it. So we'll see.
But, you know, again, the problem with him is that frame all these soft tissue things. It's like, how many weeks in a row can we go before?
Yeah. Ron's in Owings Mills. Ron, you're on the Fan.
Kenny, Jason, Barbalacha. It's always
hey there.
How are you? I like that you guys are on YouTube. I just want to say that. You guys look good.
Get to see our handsome faces.
I'm waving to you right now. Are you watching? Are you multitasking?
I like the 105.7 The Fan sweatshirt. I got to get me one of those.
Thank you.
Bones.
Bono will give it to you and go topless.
Yeah. Bone, take your shirt
That's
off.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. So this is what I want to say. They don't show up in the first half of games.
No.
It was a staple of Mark Turgeon teams. They're slow paced. They're sloppy.
Yeah.
So here's my
That's
thing,
a
guys.
Callback.
I just, in the sports opinion business, you have to take a side. You can't just say, oh, let's see. Sure, we're going to see what happens the next four games. But you have to take a side. You're either, do you believe John Harbaugh's the right guy to take this program moving forward, or do you not? I personally, I've always said, prove me wrong. I don't believe he's the guy to take this thing moving forward. They are a situational football nightmare. That's how they lose these games. They outgame the Steelers every time in these games. It's coaching and situational football. I do not believe he is the right guy. They are a mentally weak football team. That's why they wilt. They wilt in these ball games. They wet their pants. I need a new head coach. Again, John's going to be back for the Ring of Honor. He deserves that, and he's going to be back. I understand he won a championship, but it is beyond time. They need a new voice, a new coach with leadership, and they need to get better veterans on the team too that are mentally and physically tough. I want a new head coach. That's all I got.
I got no problem. Just get a new GM. Reboot the whole thing. Yeah. And you know what? You could also say, Ozzy, thank you for your service. Like, you want to change the culture? You want to rip the heart out? I'm fine with it. Don't do it half-assed. Don't let this guy pick a coach, or be careful what you ask for.
Well, he's never picked one.
He's going to pick a puppet.
410-583-1057. Let's grab Chris. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Look great out there.
Hey, all thank you.
Are you watching on YouTube also?
Commenting.
Hey, man, I think YouTube's better than the other options out there.
Oh. Well, turn on your radio, too, so we can get your ratings. Thank you.
Hey, as far as last game goes, look, you know when Rob's finally coming around on Lamar, you know, it's hitting a turn. And I know it seems obvious, okay, blame Lamar for the struggles, but look, and I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier, okay, 0-7. Guys, for me, the decision-making needs to be better, all right? And I'm tired of I know he's a dual-threat quarterback. I know he's incredibly athletically gifted. But at the same time, he has to acknowledge that athleticism has come down a little bit, okay? And you got to use your brain a little bit more, all right? And we talk about great quarterbacks, right? Aaron Rodgers had his night. They said he turned back the clock a couple years last night. How did he turn back the clock a couple years? Because he outstudied the other team. That's what he did. He told people last game in the last press conference last week. He's like, people better be there in those meetings. They better be taking notes. They better not be running left when I tell them to go right. And they talked about how Aaron Rodgers took over the game. I don't think Lamar Jackson is ready to take that step yet. And is coaching complicit in it? Absolutely. I feel like Harbaugh.
Well, he's taken over plenty of games in the past. I mean, yeah, you're going to acknowledge that, right? I mean,
No. I mean, athletically, sure.
Well, no, but he's more than athletically.
Like you said,
he threw 40 touchdown passes last year.
I get that, but like you said,
Chris, let me stop you. Chris, let me stop you for a second, though. Again, if you're talking about yesterday, Aaron Rodgers took over a game. A year ago, Lamar Jackson had the fourth best passer rating of all time. That's not athleticism. You have to acknowledge he's taken over games in the past, don't you?
He has, but what do great quarterbacks do when? Okay, so if you want to go back to last year, right? So less tape, more tape now. Do you think defenses now have more time to scheme against Lamar?
Yeah, but he's all, and I'm not cutting you off, but we have to step out. Okay. But He's not the same guy he was a year ago. It's obvious that he's physically not the same guy.
Are we back to the league has figured out Lamar? Are we playing that card?
Don't get me wrong. I think Lamar's processing slow this year.
He's in the worst funk of his career. Yes. Like no one's disputing that.
He's horrible.
In the worst funk of his career. Yeah. It's also a garbage offensive line.
Yes. Yeah.
Bateman is a nothing burger this year. They paid the wrong tight end. They're going to regret that. They paid a running back again who they didn't have to pay again, coming off a 2,000-yard season in his 30s, and that's diminishing returns. There's a lot. He throws jump balls to Zay Flowers.
That's the offense.
And that's their offense.
Yeah.
And he physically, right now, I don't think can totally put them on his back. And I think mentally he's not where he needs to be either. And I don't think there's anyone on that team right now capable of lifting him back up. In fact, I think there's a lot of people on that roster, like Bateman, like Hopkins, who'd rather be elsewhere.
410-583-1057. More of your calls next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
410-583-1057. Ravens lose to the Steelers 27-22. Good news is they still control their own destiny the rest of the season. The bad news is they're bad. So let's hear from the people.
Worst news is they're going on to Cincinnati.
410-583-1057. Kevin's in Baltimore. Kevin, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there, man.
I just want to touch on two things. The likely catch was clearly not a catch.
Okay.
Based on... Because
I saw it differently, remember, but go on.
Let me go.
In 2000, Lee Evans, the same exact thing in the championship against the England in 2000.
No, he never got the second foot down. He never got the second foot down. No, he did not.
So if you catch the ball in the end zone 2 feet down, you still got to have possession of it when you hit the ground out of bounds.
Yeah, right? But he didn't hit the ground out of bounds.
But he did maintain possession. So he had to do one of the two.
No, but it's not an out-of-bounds play. You don't have to survive a catch. He's standing. Like, I've been watching football for 100 years. If you're standing up in the end zone, you get 2 feet in bounds, the play's over.
I mean, I agree, but that's they're calling it differently than that.
The Steelers scored a touchdown on a very similar play against the Packers a few weeks back, where it was very, very similar.
It got knocked out of his hands after 2 feet in. Yeah. Let's go to Cool C. Cool C, you're on the fan.
Okay, this morning on Get Up, 7 on the panel. Dominic Fosford, Damian Woody, Orlovsky, Schefter, all of them. Right? Greeny, 100% a catch. Arlovsky says, I've been watching this game and playing for 40 years. I've never seen such a thing. Now, there's three, you read the rule. There's three things you need to do.
Yeah.
Make a football move with two steps down.
Yeah.
A football move consists of extending your arm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he extend his arms?
He did. Absolutely.
Okay. Did he take two steps?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a catch. That is a catch.
I'm with you.
Read the rule, and they described it all. So the previous caller doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. And the
guy it's obviously open to interpretation because they lost the game and it wasn't a touchdown.
Lamar's not the problem on this team. Yes, he's struggling right now. Obviously, he's injured. But without Lamar Jackson, this team will win 3 games. Now, back to the game. That was 100% a catch. And every single person in the media knows it, sees it. And something's got to be done because that was 11 points taken off the board. 4 for the unnecessary roughness BS. And then... 7 points. There's 11 points we lost in that game because of the referees. Now, the last thing, the Ravens got to come out stronger. They come out with the body language is terrible when the Ravens start the game on both sides of the ball. Then they pick it up, but they come out flat.
You
can see the Steelers come out excited, pumped up, ready to play. We were not ready to play this football game.
I appreciate the
offense looks like it's not really all that excited about being there, and I've been pointing it out. I mean, we're going on 5 or 6 weeks now.
Yeah. They have no
Lamar
no
comes
energy.
Back from his absence. They go to Miami. They're asleep the first half.
Yes.
We were talking in the press box following that Lamar Jackson touchdown run, which I guess cut it 17-9.
Like, they missed the extra point.
There was like no celebration. They just went right to the side. Like it was.
I mean, it's
weird.
Like they're disconnected. Yeah. It's like they don't really. Well, it's not really an offense, and it's not really a well-conducted orchestra, and they seem to be in panic mode, except there's no urgency. It's like mental panic, but it's physically, it's like they're lethargic.
Ben's in Owings Mills. Ben, you're on the fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. It's so much to go with. I don't even know really where to start at. As bad as the offensive line is, and it is putrid, but the defensive non-getting pressure is killing the team. They had to play perfect ball to win the game. They ran for over 200 yards, and they lost the game.
Yes.
He has to play perfect. John Harbaugh, I'm not asking him to do a Dan Campbell and call offensive plays. That's too much. I'm looking at his special teams. His kick returning and punt returning is awful.
Yep.
It is just
Wester
awful.
Looks scared. Yeah, he pauses, they're a glitch in the video game.
Don't have a return guy.
It's just awful. I can't believe our coach, they let him walk to the West Coast to go play with Seattle. And then just looking at EDC, like his drafts have just been horrible. Either guys are not here,
no, they get
guys
A's.
Never played, guys are somewhere else, or they're average, or just rotational players. It is pathetic, man. So I just hope all the coaching is gone, including EDC. Break up the two neighbors, him and Harbaugh, and I know they have good times. But they got to end this, man.
All good things must come to an end.
Hey, I'm with you. It's both or not at all. If you're going to do it, do it. Get a completely new mindset here, and get Sashi out the door while you're at it. No holdovers.
Dude, it matters.
Yeah. It matters. He's the worst GM in NFL history. He's running the WNBA team. Get him out of here.
But he's not a GM.
Let's be serious. Let's try to win. Let's not try to make money. Let's try to win.
Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Man, I had a bad feeling about that game yesterday, man. Yesterday morning, Dustin picked me up from the airport.
Oh, geez.
You know, I was in Detroit, you know, the past few days, man, you know, to watch that Cowboys meltdown on Thursday night. But I was like, I'm just going to go home and watch it on TV. He was like, no, come on, man. It's Steelers and Ravens, man. You got to be there. So bought me a ticket last minute, man. And
you went with Trippy.
Trippy. We met up with Trippy down there, man. We had the ball. But listen, I'm not going to dwell on the past and what happened yesterday. I'm trying to move forward, right, from all that, because it's only going to make me mad if you think about it. But next week at the Bengals, we the favorites for some reason. I don't see how, man. But we gotta win that game. I think we lose to the Patriots and Packers. And then I think it comes down to the Steelers game last game of the season. And I'm saying that because I'm banking on the Steelers losing against the Dolphins, the Lions, and then them beating the Browns, and then it comes down to week 18. What was that, 17 or 18? Whatever
18,
week it is now.
18.
And maybe they flex their game to prime time, and we get our revenge up in Heinz Field, you know, and take the division. You know, so.
Act for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But listen,
if that does happen, only thing that's going to do is we get in the playoffs. That's going to make them keep John Harbaugh for another 2 years. They might even give him an extension. You know how this organization runs. So, but we don't want that. So maybe we want to miss the playoffs and they'll fire him then. You know, but man, y'all have a good one though.
You too.
Appreciate the call.
Don't think this owner has any inclination to fire him. I hope he's willing to make change, but I don't think at this stage of his tenure he's starting over. Maybe he will.
If the bottom falls out,
if they go 7-10, I think he's gone.
If they go 1-3, I don't see him surviving that.
That's two stretches of 1-5.
You think he'd get off the boat and come here and actually answer some questions about it? Or you think he'd just send out a press release?
I think he'd have to.
Yeah, I don't know. He can do whatever he wants.
Yes, he can.
No rules for owners.
I think he was in the stadium yesterday.
Of course, he's at the games.
He gets off the boat for the games.
It ain't like baseball.
No, he gets off the boat for the games, Jason.
There's 9 home games.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes.
Some years 8.
Yeah. Every other year. Well, when they go to 18, they'll be 9 every year. And that's coming.
Bingo, bango.
Coming up next, Harbs. How much is the coaching staff to blame for all this? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.